Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions on the Distraction Network. I'm your host, Holiday.
And this is a man called Tez.
D and Dre couldn't make it here today, so I'm not happy about this. But we had to bring in the talented, beautiful...
Pause.
No red hat wearing that says Make America America. A man called Taz. I said his name for the first time in either podcast just now.
You always say it in other podcasts. Actually, you never say it in conversation.
So today we're going to talk about some dumb shit. Like, sensitive motherfuckers. That's what I want to say it right now. We're going to talk about sensitive motherfuckers.
Soft. S-O-F with a capital T. Soft.
So, tell us about the story.
All right. There's a story about this little young brother named Bryce, who today is being charged with aggravated assault for a game of dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
All right. Now, it's apparently a modified version of the game of dodgeball where the kids throw the ball straight up into the air. And I'm assuming they just dodge the ball as it comes down, which... You know, by little definition, it's not it's dodgeball, but we all know it's not dodgeball.
I mean, that sounds like a dodgeball version where you only got like two people playing.
Yeah,
maybe it's just those two people playing. They throw the ball in the air.
I don't know. Listen, I haven't been to school since 2009.
You have never been to school?
I haven't been
2009.
Yeah, as a student or anything.
That's when you got out of elementary school.
Yes, I got out of elementary school. I'm 34 years old right now. All right. I've been in school for a long ass time. I can't get with it. All right. But in all seriousness, though. Apparently.
On the contrary, I just got out of school last month.
He did. Congratulations, too, man.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
All right. Education is a very powerful thing.
I take every opportunity to say that I have a master's degree now. And it's a hard master's degree. It's not in business, it's not in history, it's not in art. What the fuck you want, Siri?
I think Siri has something to say.
My degree is in engineering.
Siri, what do you got to say about that?
Siri ain't got nothing to say. Go, man.
All right, but what happened was apparently the young brother, he threw the ball at a white kid. And a white kid apparently has a condition where a head injury would be especially serious.
So why the fuck he ain't wearing a helmet?
Right. Now, my question is, I thought all head injuries were especially serious.
Yeah.
It's your fucking head.
Yeah.
Second of all, if you throw a ball straight into the air, what's the first thing on your body that it's going to hit?
The head.
Your fucking head.
So why is he playing the game?
Why is he playing that fucking game? Right. And furthermore, why are we charging a 10-year-old boy? I'm assuming he's 10. I can't remember. He's like fifth grade, I think. That'll be 10, right?
Ish.
Yeah. Why are we charging a boy with aggravated assault? That's a grown-ass man crime. That's I literally put my fucking hands on you crime.
Yeah. And right? Aggravated assault. That's just...
It's like, what the fuck is wrong with this country, man? Like, I mean, I know we know what's wrong, but it's one of those questions you got to stop and ask yourself.
Keep yourself, man. So, here's the thing. We are in America, and I'm wearing my Make America America hat today, so I feel extra American. We are in America. We have got it to the point now where people think that it's okay to have issues or to say that you have an issue and make the whole world bend to kiss your ass because you have an issue.
Right.
We have everybody nowadays say they have a depression. Everybody want their ass kissed because they have depression.
Yeah.
Everybody want their ass kissed because they have small conditions. Oh, I got asthma. You know, this one. This is my comfort dog.
Oh, my God.
So
I was thinking
bring
about
my
that.
My comfort dog into a fucking restaurant where people are eating.
Or a fucking plane that I can't get off of.
Oh, plane, yeah.
What if I'm allergic to dogs?
They don't care about that. They don't care about other people who might have allergies. They just care about they need a comfort dog so they can feel better about themselves.
Your pussy ass doesn't really care about the fact that I have a physical ailment. Like, I can't sniff dog here. Oh, some shit just happens to my body. My body says, fuck that.
But, and this is another thing, like, as black people, we're raised to make everybody feel comfortable about their ailments.
Right.
So, we automatically, we do stuff like hold doors open for people. We do stuff like we walk down the street and we say hey to people. Right. Us as black men, what I started doing earlier this week was, you know that little smile that women give you, especially white women, like, they're walking around you, or walking up to you, or walking across in your path, and they just look at you and do the little smirk smile,
right,
and they keep it moving.
Right.
I just started doing that to people, and they look at me like I'm mean now. Like, I give them that little smirk smile, and keep walking.
I get the opposite of that. I get that thing that that feminists hate. I always get told to smile. Mm. Like, I'll be sitting there deep in thought, and like, I'm one of those people when I'm thinking, like, I'm not paying attention to a lot of shit around me, so my face kind of goes expressionless. And somebody, always an older white woman, smile. I'm like, no, bitch. Like, what I got to smile for?
Why would you not smile, man?
Why? Like, man. Am I supposed to walk around as the happy Negro?
I mean, I walk around as the happy Negro.
I mean, I'm a happy person, but fuck all that. No, bitch.
But if you walk around all grumpy looking all the time, that's not inviting.
But especially I didn't say
you work in the customer service field, man.
But I didn't say grumpy. I said blank.
Blank. Now
is
grumpy,
it one
man.
Of those? Is one of those cases where
have
we
you ever seen a black man with a blank face?
Yeah.
What they look like?
Black man with a blank face.
They look grumpy. They look like somebody stole their what black people like the most in this. They look like somebody stole their fried chicken.
Okay, this nigga was super stereotypical. I was gonna say pit bull, just keep it with the dog motif, but this nigga said fried chicken. Keep the damn fried chicken at that point. It's not, you didn't steal the fried chicken, bro. You know, you kind of just, I guess you did steal it, but I don't want it back. Stealing right. The place, I want it back.
Right.
Like, no, you just put your hands on my fried chicken, man. You can have that.
Oh, really? I just peeled that little piece of skin off and just keep eating the rest of it.
So you eat fried chicken without the breading on it?
Oh, man. You need to taste my fried chicken.
Without the breading
skin.
On it.
Well, I put breading on it, but I take the skin off.
That kind of defeats the purpose of having fried chicken.
Nickel. No.
But you should have just baked it.
I'm going to say it like this. No.
Or grilled it. Grilled it. I like grilled chicken better.
Dog. Take the skin off the chicken.
And then just eat the skin.
No. I mean, I think KFC does that.
So does the skin?
You could buy skin. You could buy chicken skins.
Do they advertise it?
But there's a place downtown in Charleston that do chicken skins too. That shit is good as fuck.
I'm pretty sure they mix it with shit too. Like, oh, but here's your chicken skin salad.
I think KFC takes the skin off the chicken and fry it in the 13 herbs and spices.
11.
I think they added two more back in like 2002.
I think one is lemon, something like lemon peel, I think.
I don't really care. To me, it ain't nothing but seasoning salt and maybe one more thing.
Probably.
But, yeah. In these days, people are sensitive. They.
Woo!
Sorry about that. That's just funny. And we're going to leave it running, too.
You know what that just sounded like?
What?
One of them Clues bomb from Charlamagne the God. Like, did this nigga just drop a Clues bomb?
But yeah, we people want to be baby nowadays. Like, but and the problem is everybody wants to be baby.
I don't.
We grow up in a society now where everybody has an issue. Everybody want to be baby. Nobody wants to take their diagnosis by the reins and say, hey, this is what I have. But this is the way the world is, yeah. And we're going to work through this.
Yeah, like you said, with depression. Like, I get it. That depression is a motherfucker. I have relatives that, well, I believe, you know, black people don't go to psychiatrists, but I believe suffer from depression. Just from, like, knowing what I know about it. So I know how hard it is, man, but shit, if it's something you're depressed about, maybe take the time to work through that shit. Not to sound insensitive about it, but...
And I have the exact opposite thing. So... I suffer. I don't suffer. So I have this thing where I don't feel like sadness. So like
you're a sociopath,
psychopath.
And were you born that way, or did that develop?
Narcissistic tendencies, huh?
It's different. A psychopath is born, and a sociopath is developed.
No, that ain't it.
This is reversed.
No, neither one is it. So sociopaths cannot function in society because they're consumed by whatever it is that makes them a sociopath. But in psychopaths, they use that to manipulate people.
Well, what if the society is wrong, though? Huh? What is the society? By that definition, black people are sociopaths because the society doesn't function. We can't really function. We can't really function as a society properly.
I do very well functioning in society.
You know what I mean.
But let's get back to the subject. Yeah. But even though I have that, I have those issues. So it's a lot of psychopaths in this world that recognize they have this issue.
Yeah,
and they use it to. I mean. Mostly everybody in Hollywood has some kind of psychopathic and narcissistic personality. But a lot of people use it for, they could keep themselves in check. Yeah. They know, hey, I don't mind this. Like, I don't give a damn about shooting somebody in the head. I could watch their eye. I done seen people's souls leave their body. So,
seen his soul leave their body.
That's the way I explain it. Like, you can see. You could look them in the eyes, and you could see the life leave their eyes. You could see the second that a person is
gone. You want some Chris Partlow shit, man.
I don't even know who that is.
From The Wire.
But, but it doesn't bother me. Like, none of that stuff bothers me.
So seeing a person die doesn't bother you?
Mm-mm. But, so.
Well, you were in the military.
Yeah, I was in the military. But I know this about me. But I still know right from wrong.
Right.
So I'm not going to go out there and do crazy stuff. Like, especially with me, I hold myself responsible for more things because I believe, one of the things I believe in is don't make people do things that they wouldn't want to do. So I don't believe in manipulating people. I don't believe in taking advantage of situations and stuff like that. So it's actually things that you work through when you have issues like that. And I know that. So it baffles me to see that we're coming into a world now where everybody has an excuse for themselves. And they don't recognize we are in America. And in order for America to move forward as America, we basically have to be able to come together and make sacrifices for each other.
But you know what? What you said about yourself, I'm kind of the opposite of that.
I know. We're opposites.
Like,
we're
I believe in taking opposites. Advantage of a situation. And hopefully I don't ever do it in a malicious way, but I do believe in manipulating people if it's to your advantage.
So I think I told you this yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, in certain situations you have, y'all got to excuse those calls riding by. We are in a different studio, but we have to.
That's right.
We have about a week's worth of stuff to do to make it completely soundproof from outside stuff. But
we're going straight to the top, baby.
But yeah, we what was you saying?
I believe
we're opposites. Oh yeah, so like I said last night, off mic, you have situations, especially like when you work. You're working to be able to make money, to be able to provide for yourself, your family, and everything like that.
Right.
So you don't it's about survival, it's about playing the game. So you don't have to compromise yourself. So what I do now is I have bosses, and my bosses, each boss sees a different side of me because I know how to manipulate the situation without taking advantage. So the bosses that...
That's another clues bomb.
Excuse me, guys. I have my Coke Zero beside me. So my bosses that... Like, everybody knows me. Everybody sees me. But they might see a different side of me. Like, the bosses that know I do... discussions. They know I'm a podcaster on the side. We talk about that kind of stuff. Some of my supervisors think I'm very nerdy, and that's what I show them. I keep that nerdy side up. And it's just stuff like that. Like, because I've done so much and I can relate with so many different situations, I can manipulate those situations and still be myself and not take advantage of people. But everybody knows all sides of me, it's just they see what I let them see at that time.
See, the problem I always have is that I can't avoid attention. And not to say that in a narcissistic way or to say I'm some hotshot that, you know, walks in and be like, hey, I'm the best looking motherfucker in here. Although I do think that deep inside. Being a big black dude, people notice you. Mm-hmm. No matter what you do, it's like something goes wrong in the room. Even if it's a room of black people, you're the first one to get looked at. So I started to use that to my advantage. You know, just showing the good qualities of myself, basically, before anybody starts to make a baseless assessment of mm-hmm. me based on the fact that I'm just a big black guy.
So I can't really show everybody the good side of myself anymore.
I wasn't even talking about that, but okay.
Situations like that brings us back to that little boy. Yeah. Like, none of that makes sense. Like, if their parent has a problem, to me, in that situation, that boy's parent, the boy who got hit in the head and was supposed to avoid head injuries and not wearing a helmet, and it's outside playing dodgeball, his mom will be the one on the brunt end of persecution.
In a just world, yeah, but you know, we don't live in that.
Because she knows her son shouldn't be out there and she still got him out there. It's time to call DSS.
My question is, why are you not going after the school? The school is the one who's on regulating shit right here.
Nah, so she didn't send her. We'll go back to the beginning. You know your son has a separate issue where a head injury would do more damage than a regular person. Therefore, your son needs to be wearing a helmet.
Right.
If you decide not to have your son wear a helmet because you want him to feel the same as everybody else, then that's fine. That's what you do. But if he gets hit in the head and it causes him an injury, then you subject to go have a conversation with DSS.
Are you talking about negligence?
Yeah, that's negligence.
Right, but I mean, doesn't that extend to the school though? I mean, assuming that she is a good parent.
If she's a good parent, she notified the school with a deet-de-deet helmet.
See, I'm not trying to be insulting about it, but I'm pretty sure she told the school that, hey, for some reason, head injuries affect my son more than others. I'm still of the mind that a head injury is fucked up for everybody.
Right.
So why would the school say?
So let me tell you about my daughter. So okay. I have a son and a daughter. My daughter has asthma. She has asthma very bad to the point where the reason why we didn't have a few podcasts was because she had an asthma attack that lasted basically 24 hours.
Damn.
And we needed to take her because they were too young to she was too young to diagnose asthma.
Yeah.
So we could never get her into a specialist to diagnose asthma. We have very good insurance. We could never get her to a specialist to diagnose the asthma.
Right.
So not getting her to a specialist to diagnose the asthma, whenever she had an asthma attack, the only thing we could do is basically take her to aftercare and have aftercare give her a steroid, and then it takes her out of her asthma attack, and then she takes her other medicine basically to keep it on.
Right.
But she needs that steroid, and we knew she needed that steroid. So we woke up Friday morning. We heard a little bit of wheezing. We gave her her albuterol, and we gave it to her through a nasal thing, a machine, basically. So we came home. None of that worked. And we ended up having to take her to the hospital. And she basically had asthma attacks for 24 hours. But knowing that my daughter has asthma attacks, knowing that she is susceptible to allergies and all that stuff, we still to send her to school, but we don't send her to school
without her medicine. Right.
We don't talk to the teacher, say, hey, our daughter has asthma. There's a possibility that she's gonna have an asthma attack. This is her medicine for that asthma attack. This is something that she needs to take. This is what you give her.
Right.
Like you have a rescue inhaler. You give her the rescue inhaler. If she has an asthma attack in the morning or at night or something like that, we hear her wheezing, then we need to administer this every 4 hours. So give her this at 12, give her this at 4.
Right.
So we have all that checked out with the school. Right. But she's not allowed to be there without her asthma pump. In this case, that boy should not have been at school without his helmet. I don't know if it's going to be a bicycle helmet. Don't know if it's going to be a football helmet.
or some type of equipment, right?
Yeah.
But you're
right. He could just go to, I mean, even he didn't, I bet he didn't even go to school with a Band-Aid on his head. No protection at all.
Right. And according to the article, this isn't the first time this happened. And the first time it happened, I don't know if it's the same young brother that actually that did it before, but it has happened. So shouldn't you and the school be on high alert that, hey, keep this little boy out of shit?
Yeah, keep him out of stuff. But right. Then again, the parents probably, I could guarantee you from the mother doing what she was doing, I could guarantee you that she was up there in that office like, don't you my baby any different than anybody else. And that baby didn't go with a helmet. I could guarantee you that.
And that's, you know what? I will say that is a problem we have in this country. That we try to have situations like that, we try to have both ways. Like we want to be treated like everybody else, but you have to understand, we're not all the same.
Yeah, everybody's special.
Right. I mean, we think about it, but a little definition of special, we are all special. I mean, there's no other.
We are special.
There's not another.
Special.
Right. There's not another man called Tez walking out there.
Special.
You know?
Everyone in I'm gonna let him sing that song. Her own way.
I had a great point I was making, too.
Because we are special.
But I guess the song was
special.
More important.
Special. Everyone is special.
I don't even know the song
everyone
was from.
Everyone in his or her own way. Barney, man.
I think it was Barney.
Man,
like,
make your point.
Does Barney still come on?
Shit, I don't know. I know it did about 3 years ago.
Was it true that the guy inside the suit was fucking with that girl, the oldest girl, and then the Spanish one that was a teenager?
If it's true, and he waited till he was 18, good for him.
No, she was 18, I mean.
I mean, it could be him.
Well, you know what? It's 2019. We shouldn't assume. Maybe Barney inside the suit was a woman.
Yeah, maybe Barney inside the suit was like 18 too.
Yeah. So. I don't know. There's some devious shit. No, I don't think that was true. Because we had a lot of fucked up rumors going on about PBS back in the day.
Yeah.
Like my mother would tell me the story about how Mr. Rogers supposedly was in the KKK.
Yeah, that's the nicest man you ever know.
This motherfucker was nice as shit.
He got a movie coming out too.
I want to see that shit too. Tom Hanks is going to be in shit. You know, he's about to get an Oscar nomination.
You know what? I got something we could talk about.
What?
I was just thinking about that. But you know, I'm going to tell you that after the break.
What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we're going to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. On Facebook at DistractNet, on Twitter at Distract_net, on our website www.distractionnetwork.com, or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
We are back. Yes, son, we back on this holiday in the building. Building. I'm in here with a man called Ted.
That ain't working. That's not okay then.
I didn't say it wasn't working. I thought it was more for the audience than me.
It was.
Yeah, I mean.
It was though, man. But you was looking at me all weird and stuff while holding your penis.
Pause. I mean, actually, pause for a second. Think about what you just said.
Well, I want to take my heart down Old Town Road and gonna ride till I can't no more.
Are you funny talking about him?
I got the horses in the bag. That's all I know. So,
Oh, the nine, that's all you know? You don't do that, man.
Shit, I forgot it. You know how my mind works. I forget shit. I temporarily forget shit all the time.
The energy around that dude changed quick, man.
I mean, to some people, like, he's still number one on the charts.
Yeah, but do you hear about black people talking about him anymore?
So, since we're talking about sensitive people, we can stay on this subject.
Right.
So, why black people got to be so sensitive against a gay person? The dude come out and say he gay, and now black people want to turn their back on him. Why?
Because there's a secret in this country that
What the sucking dick got to do with making a good song?
I mean, Cardi B makes great music, right?
Cardi B makes great music.
And she's talked about
the
sucking
Migos
dick.
The Migos make great music.
And she talked about sucking dick several times in her songs.
LL Cool J makes good music.
Okay, I feel like you changed something else that I'm not saying here. I know that Migos shit. I figure,
Lil Wayne makes good music. He kissed me in the mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing the same thing. He might not even suck dick. He might not even be a taker. He might not be an umpire. He might be a pitcher. He might be both. Because sometimes I heard
wouldn't I be catcher?
Life is better. I meant to say catcher.
I was like, what is it? There's another one.
He might be an umpire too. He might just sit in the corner with some baby oil.
So niggas is directing traffic?
Yeah, direct traffic. Umpire.
What's it good to a guy play that?
Yeah, but that's something black people got to get off of, man. We too grown for this shit, man. This is the thing
that no one talks about in this country. Is that black people are actually a lot more conservative than we're not.
We are.
The only problem that the Republicans have is they got in bed with racists, so we just by default couldn't fuck with that side no more.
Yeah.
I mean, you can actually see the line. Up until like the 60s, or maybe earlier, black people were pretty much Republicans.
Until the South tried to rise again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was, black people's a Republican. I mean, it's the small ideas. You know, black people, I mean, they go to church religiously.
Yeah.
And worship a white God.
There was a
white Jesus.
There was a brilliant, and this is actually one of the most brilliant sketches I've ever seen on Saturday Night Live. I think it was last year or year before last. I know Tom Hanks was on it. And they had it was like Black Jeopardy. And Kenan was the host.
Right.
And
I saw this, but I think it was a couple of years old.
Yeah, and it was before the Black Panther one. I know that. Mm-hmm. But Tom Hanks played like quote unquote poor white trash guy, a trailer trash guy, and he was answering the questions perfectly. And these are all like black questions, like you know, they out here saying you better, and all kind of stereotypical black shit. And he was answering the questions perfectly. And I think the brilliance is showing that poor whites and poor blacks, there's very little difference between us. I mean, he even liked Tyler Perry movies, the character.
So, you know the and, thing.
What?
I'm going to let you finish, and then I'm going to get to
it. I'm not going to ruin the sketch for anybody because it the end is funny, and it kind of shows what I'm talking about, how we're all, not to be on some kumbaya shit, but we're all basically the same except for that one fundamental difference of race. Kumbaya. You know, that's the Geechee song, right? Kumbaya, my love. Right. Perhaps a top 10 world famous song was actually a Geechee song. You're welcome, Planet Earth. I'm gonna let him finish.
Hey, man. So, shit. I had something.
Okay.
I had something. You said something about
The Tom Hanks gets. He was answering the questions the same. Poor whites.
Right.
Poor blacks.
Through research, Martin Luther King.
Empirical research or Cliff Notes?
Empirical research.
That was fucking with you.
Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Shabazz Jenkins, whatever you want to call him. Tupac Shakur.
The same crooks in the house.
Big L. There has been a lot of issues when people go from been activists against race, as in black versus white, and when they start going poor against the rich. So,
ASAP Rocky, for example.
Once people start talking poor against rich, they get killed off quick. Behold a Pale Horse. You ever read that book?
I only know the passages in the Bible.
So there is a book out written by William Cooper. If you look up William Cooper, you will see that he was murdered. After that book.
Yeah.
And it was basically because he preached about not a discrimination of color, but a discrimination of class.
Right.
So once.
Okay, so it's the same thing that we said. Yeah. It's a Rocky stupid ass.
Right before Martin Luther King was assassinated, he basically went up to Chicago and started trying to do human rights in Chicago, figured out that Chicago was probably more racist than the Deep South.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that. Like, all this crazy shit that happens with blacks and whites, a lot of this shit doesn't happen in the South.
Right. So they, Martin Luther King changed his message to not include just black versus white, but to start including, when he was in Chicago, he started including poor versus rich.
Yeah.
Class. Tupac Shakur, he talked about class. Malcolm X, when he went over to his pilgrimage and came back, he was like, "Ah, when I went over there, I saw that Muslims are all different types of colors and creeds, blah, blah, blah."
Right.
It's not about black and white. It's really about class.
Right.
And culture. And they get murked off. So, because if you start including class instead of black and white, then you have
for the tribe
more power.
And the tribes change, basically. Yeah.
You have the ability to conjure more power because you're talking class now. Yeah. That's black people, white people, Native Americans, Latinos, poor white trash. And I said white people and poor white trash because I see, because I think even like people they call people of color, they're still black and white. So a lot of Puerto Ricans tell me that there's black Puerto Ricans and white Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, you can see that, yeah. Like Amar La Negra.
Yeah. So, with that being said, like, I even know some Mexicans right now that if you call them Mexican, they will flip because they want to be called white, because they're white Mexicans. Yeah, so.
Like Ted Cruz? What is he?
I don't know.
Because he might be Cuban, I think.
So,
cause I always knew within their community there was a lot of nationalist pride. Like I know, well, I mean, everybody knows some Scarface, but Colombians and Cubans don't get along. Apparently, at least that was back in the '80s.
Oh, Puerto Ricans don't like Puerto Ricans.
Really,
I know Puerto Ricans that hate Puerto Ricans.
Yeah,
I'm talking about people that grew up in Puerto Rico, in Puerto Rico,
like a self hate thing.
Joined the military in order to get their citizenship, moved to America. And was happy.
I thought Puerto Ricans were
wasn't giving Puerto Rico what they needed in order to survive.
Aren't Puerto Rican citizens?
They're citizens.
Yeah.
I think we do people dirty like that, man. Like, we say Puerto Rican, we give them citizenship and we call them American stuff, but we refuse to make the mistake and give them real rights.
Because they're a commonwealth, not a state.
Yeah. Same thing for D.C.
D.C.
D.C. don't have voting rights. If you live in D.C., you don't vote. You can't vote.
How the fuck is that? How's that possible?
They don't have voting rights.
That is the little reason why the country started.
Puerto Rico. We do the same. Puerto Rico, we bomb the shit out of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
No, that's the Trump pronunciation. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
We're going to build a wall around it.
You go put it. Yeah. I don't know how to do Trump. We're going to put a wall around it. I don't know.
You got to do your mouth real small like that.
I know we bombed the shit out of Puerto Rico and then don't give them any rights. We don't allow them to vote. But we do anything we want to them. They land. So it's just like Haiti. Haiti, yeah. America City, Capital One Bank put Haiti into debt. More debt. It took them, I think, 150 years to get out of debt from...
Capital One? They're that old.
Capital One took over the debt. Well, France and America, because you know Haiti revolutionized and they freed themselves from slavery.
Yeah.
So because they freed themselves from slavery, France and America was like, well, the hardship that we endured because y'all freed yourselves from slavery, y'all owe us taxes on it. And they put them in debt.
Which makes no sense as a concept. How the hell?
Haiti is a poor country. Haiti is going through the issues they're going through right now, and as poor as they are right now, because of America, more so Capital One Bank and France.
How does that even work, though? Because you got two sovereign nations telling another sovereign nation that you owe us money, and then the sovereign nation just pays?
Put sanctions on them until they pay it.
Okay, well, I said, fuck it. We're a communist nation now. Russia, what's happening? Bam. Battle's over.
So you know what I know?
What?
I can't say I know it. So we'll say I think. You know what I think?
Right.
Everybody's in cahoots. Even though Russia's a big problem, even though they're communist.
Yeah.
Other than the attack they've been doing because they can. Even though that attack, I think everybody still works together.
That's why I'm such a big World War II buff. Because I think that was the stage that set the world up how it is now.
Yeah. And nobody's going to be able to work together. So,
But back to what we were saying about class, though.
I said it wrong. Everybody's working together, but nobody's really cooperating with each other.
It's kind of like how my cousins, when they sold dope when I was younger, it was like...
Try snitching.
That was kind of... All right. but...
These random people that you may or may not know sold dope a long time ago.
Yeah. I don't think they sold dope now, though. But back when I was little, it was the weirdest thing. They would all sell dope in the same spot, but separately.
Explain that.
Like, you know how in the wire, like, if you see a bunch of dope dealers standing together, they all sell for Avon or they all sell for Marlo, right?
Right.
All right. No, they all sold dope independently. They were just working in the same spot. They were just hanging out, and whoever the fiend came to got that sale.
Oh, that's what's up.
And I was like, that makes no damn sense. Why don't y'all just sell dope together? Even as a kid, that was my mindset. Why don't y'all just sell dope together?
Make more money that way.
Yeah.
And you can buy bigger packages for cheaper.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I know that. I'm just saying that.
I'm not saying I know that either.
But as the great philosopher Forrest Gump once said, I gotta pay. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.